Morning, Brooke.
Good morning, Fred. How are you?
I'm doing great. How about you?
Oh, not too bad.
All right. Well, we, as always, start off on the cover of the business section in today's Las Cruces Sun News. And very timely, I'm glad that you're covering this issue this week, Brooke, and that is possibility for alternative energy. And the reason I'm glad is you're going to get me ready today by reading this and hearing about it on the radio for the Domenici Public Policy Conference this week. Actually, our energy future is a big part of the Domenici Public Policy Conference.
Very good. I didn't even make that connection myself. That's very good. You're right. A lot of energy. I've always talked about that conference. Very important gathering. Yeah, we're talking algae a little bit and how it might be a pretty good business for our area here in southern New Mexico. We've already had some businesses up and running. A lot of people are familiar with Sapphire Energy out of San Diego, and they have a research and development facility on the West Mesa Industrial Park that's been there for multiple years now. And they've built a big sort of green crude farm outside of Columbus, New Mexico, south of Deming over there. And their idea is to, of course, extract, if I could say it right, oil from algae and have it refined, just like you get oil out of the ground, to make sort of a green fuel. It can be even a jet fuel and that sort of thing. And they've been working on that for quite some time. The facility here in Las Cruces is a research and development facility, and it's pretty neat if you ever get a chance to get out there. I think you have been out there, haven't you?
Oh, yeah. We have, and we've done some good reporting out there, too.
Yeah, exactly. And it's really, really neat to see. And also, just recently, NMSU announced that it received a $5 million grant from the U.S. Department of Energy to work on improving algae-based fuels and making them compatible with existing refineries. So that was another big news here in our area. There's a project called REAP, Realization of Algae Potential, and it's partnering with laboratories and universities and companies and that sort of thing. And there's a group right here at NMSU that's working in that area and is going to continue to work in that area. So that's always, you know, fuel like you talked about, and renewable fuel and, you know, pollution-friendly fuel and all that sort of stuff is a very big deal for all of us, as, you know, fossil fuels, you know, are controversial in many ways, and also, as we know, they'll run out someday at some point. And, you know, if we can get this renewable energy and extracting oil from algae, is a pretty neat process, and if it's very on price point, as it were, and if it can be done fairly cheaply, that's the future, I think, right?
It certainly is. It's really exciting. I mean, when you think about it, New Mexico has so much potential right now. I mean, you've got this research in biofuels. We have the incredible opportunity to be a leader in solar energy and wind energy. We have it all. And I mean, it would be interesting to think that perhaps in 5 or 10 years, this state will be what Silicon Valley is to the tech industry in California. We will be that for the alternative energy business. And I think it's possible. I really do.
Yes, yeah, an exciting proposal, and that would really help this area too, with jobs and you know, income and money being pouring into our state, and also be good for the earth. Let me real quick also talk about a different direction, though. There's another company called Aztec Algae, and they're looking to do stuff with algae here in Las Cruces that's completely different, actually. They have some land here in Las Cruces that they're hoping to build a little farm on, a micro farm, they call it, where they will raise algae as well and harvest algae, and they'll use it for the pharmaceutical industry. And matter of fact, they even have some contracts already lined up, and algae is really well used in you know, health supplements and things for energy boost and health improvement and all that sort of pills and, you know, a lot of stuff you can buy at different stores and that sort of stuff. So this is a company, like I said, Aztec Algae, at the Las Cruces, has Jeffrey Scott has gotten that up and running, and they're going to put it on 3.4 acres and start doing that. And that's very interesting. That's so we might have algae business here in town that's completely different than the oil extraction.
Yeah.
And that sort of stuff, which is kind of fun. So I have them in the story as well. So it's very interesting.
All right. Well, moving on, we've got the weekly profile. And this week, it is a bakery that sells its products at the Las Cruces Farmers Market.
Yeah. Yummy Bakery. What a great name it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, they there's a husband and wife team. The wife is originally, Jackie Fisher's her name. She's originally from Las Cruces and has lived out of state for a while, worked with the Air Force, was in D.C. Her and her husband decided to move out of D.C., and they chose Las Cruces to come back to. And she developed some health problems and found out that eating some things didn't really work for her. So she started experimenting with gluten-free baking and cooking and that sort of stuff. And she said she noticed that taking her stuff to parties and gatherings, people really liked it. So one thing led to another, and last November they started a business, the Yummy Bakery. They're at the downtown Farmers and Crafts Market on, you know, Wednesdays and Saturdays, has been since November. And her husband's name is Larry, by the way. And they just have a whole variety of products. They sell gluten-free.
All right.
Downtown.
All right, very. That's increasing in popularity. It seems every month we see more and more gluten free stuff. So, bodes well for them. All right, and yeah, what's new this week?
Yes, some people are familiar with where the Sun News building is, right here, sort of near the corner of Court and Alameda. And there's been, and I've reported on this before, a project to build an apartment complex here, the Lofts at Alameda is what it's called, and they've already cleared the ground a little bit. Back in June, they had a groundbreaking. But they didn't get started right away, and now they're looking to get ground moving and get some machine over here and get started building in probably about 3 weeks or so. And it's a $2.78, I think it is, the million-dollar project. And it'll be 38 apartments and a couple stories. And with the rain, the weeds really grew up in this area, so they cleared out all the weeds. They've put up a fence around the area, so we're finally starting to see some movement. That'll be very interesting. And they're hoping for a 10 to 12 month build. And the ideal is to be open sort of late summer next year to start getting tenants and stuff into that area. So interesting. It'll be nice to see some work going on here. We'll be able to keep track of it right here at the Sun News as it goes along.
Mm-hmm.
And we, just a little note, Fox's Pizza Den has closed on Loman. It's been open since 2007. It used to be over on Roadrunner. And I don't have a whole lot of information as to why they closed. I haven't been able to track down someone in authority with them. But they did close, and they left a message on their machine. So,
okay.
Sad to see that happen.
Yeah, that's too bad. Well, we'll maybe find out more about that in the weeks to come. Babbling Brook now, and you're talking about restaurants in the Babbling Brook, but specifically about tips, huh?
Yeah. It's interesting. You know, sometimes you go to a restaurant, if you're eight or more, they'll just add the gratuity on, maybe 18% or something like that. Well, starting in January, the IRS is saying that that doesn't count. If somebody's being forced to pay something, it's not a gratuity. So what will have to happen is it'll be called a service charge, and it will have to, you know, the employers will have to pay payroll tax on it before the waiter or waitress gets it. So they'll be getting less money. It'll cause a little more of a headache maybe for employers. They got to figure out some more tax. So there's talk that some places are going to eliminate that.
So it will become a real tip.
Yeah, exactly.
At some places. You'll decide what you give.
What you decide to give.
All right. Interesting stuff. We'll read more that story and much more in today's Las Cruces Sun News. Brooke, thanks for being here.
Thank you, Fred.